Tim, you commented in your initial remarks about new product categories. I think this was also something you were explicit about in your April quarterly conference call, where you said that that consumers and investors should expect new products, including new product categories, in the second half of this year and first half of 2014. So can you reiterate that we should have that expectation? And when you talk about new product categories, I presume that since you made the statement in April, there have been none. I just want to make sure I understand the semantics of what you refer to as a new category.
Tony, I didn't say in April that you would see them in this year and the first half of next year. So just to be clear on that. But what I have said is that I've said that you would see some exciting new products from us in the fall of this year and across 2014. And I obviously stand by that, and you've seen a lot of things over the last couple of months. In terms of new product categories, specifically, if you look at the skills that Apple has from hardware, software, and services, and a incredible app ecosystem, these set of things are very, very unique. I think no one has a set of skills like this, and we obviously believe that we can use our skills in building other great products that are in categories that represent areas where we do not participate today. And so we're pretty confident about that.